Hi there, it's Liz, and today we're going to talk about Michael Kovács, the Hungarian founding father of the U.S. Cavalry. As a commemoration to him, the Hungary Foundation is sponsoring a coloring contest for kids with an upcoming deadline of September 1st, 2026, and the prize is a round-trip ticket from Philadelphia to Budapest, Hungary. So, let's learn all about this guy, and depending on their ages, you can even get your kids, grandkids, nieces, and nephews involved. Stay tuned, and we'll get to all the details. Hey, it's Liz with the Hungarian Living Podcast, and here you'll find real ways to explore your Hungarian heritage through food, language, genealogy, travel, and more, plus the folktales that have carried this culture for generations. Today I want to tell you about a Hungarian you may never have heard of, but who deserves a place right alongside the names we all learned in school growing up, at least in any house with Hungarian ancestry. His name is Michael Kovács, and he is quite literally a founding father of the United States Cavalry. Kovács was a Hungarian nobleman born in 1724 in Kartság, Hungary, a town out on the Hortobágy, or the Great Hungarian Plains. He came to America to fight for a cause he believed in, freedom. He offered his services directly to Benjamin Franklin, and from there became General Casimir Pulaski's cavalry commander, playing a decisive role in training what became the first truly effective American cavalry. On May 11, 1779, outside Charleston, South Carolina, Kovács gave his life for this country, serving in George Washington's army during the American Revolutionary War, which made him the highest-ranking Hungarian ever to die for American independence. Back in 1955, the Citadel, that's the well-known military college right there in Charleston, was presented with a memorial plaque honoring him, and a few years later, in 1959, an area of campus was formally dedicated as Kovács Field. Then, in 1979, on the 250th anniversary of his death, a delegation from Cleveland's Hungarian Heritage Society made the trip down to Charleston to honor him. And in 2004, Cleveland's Hungarian Heritage Society went the other direction, presenting a statue of Kovács to his hometown of Kartság, Hungary, on the 225th anniversary of his death. So his hometown remembers him too, not just Charleston. Additionally, two military marches were written in his honor, a play, and a novel, and all this is on the website michaelkovacs.com. I love that the emphasis on bringing the story to life goes back generations, and this seems to be the culminating moment. Now, here's something I must be honest with you about. Kovács Field, all these years later, it's really just the faculty and staff parking lot at the Citadel, with his memorial marker sitting at the edge of it, behind Bond Hall. Last time, when we were in the Charleston area for the annual Hungarian picnic, Don and I stopped there with our friends Nick and Deb, just to figure out where this memorial plaque was. And look, I understand why there's a plan for something bigger now. What's there is fine, but it's more like an honorable mention, considering the role Kovács actually played. There's also a small historical marker placed by the Daughters of the American Revolution right downtown at the Old Exchange and Provost Dungeon in Charleston. That's the very building where Kovács' sacrifice is formally recognized in the city where he died. I've been curious about his Hungarian connection ever since we first noticed that marker downtown. This year, as the whole country celebrates 250 years of independence, I think it matters more than ever to remember that America's founding wasn't only founding fathers with familiar English names. It was also brave Hungarians like Kovács, believing enough in liberty to cross an ocean and give everything for it. And I have some exciting news to share on this front. There's an effort underway right now, led by the Hungary Foundation, to erect a permanent bronze equestrian monument to Colonel Kovács in Charleston's historic Marion Square, the very place where he made his final sacrifice. Now that's different from the memorial I just told you about at the Citadel. This would be something much bigger. A full equestrian statue, Kovács on horseback, and it would be the very first equestrian statue in America honoring a Hungarian. Marion Square sees over 8 million visitors a year, so when this is completed, it's poised to become one of the most publicly visible Hungarian monuments anywhere in the United States. This project is about so much more than a statue. It's about making sure future generations of Americans know that a Hungarian helped shape the founding of this nation, and that Hungary's friendship with America goes all the way back to our earliest days. Here's where it stands now. More than 130 supporters from across the United States and Hungary have already stepped up. The goal is to reach 250 individual supporters before the end of the summer. 250, echoing this very anniversary we're celebrating. If it falls under the category of Hungarian and American history, it's a win-win in my book. Every contribution helps, whether it's $25, $100, $250, or more. And if you give $250 or more, you'll be recognized on the project website as an America 250 founding supporter, a permanent part of bringing this monument into being. And if giving isn't something you're able to do right now, there's still a meaningful way to help. Just share the campaign. Tell your family, your friends, your local Hungarian organization, your church, your alumni network, anyone who believes this remarkable chapter of Hungarian-American history that deserves to be remembered. I'll have all these links and more in the show notes. If you want to go deeper into this story, the Hungary Foundation has put together an animated video series on Kovács's life, his journey, his service, his sacrifice. And here's why I want to mention it right alongside the coloring contest. It's the perfect way to prepare for it. Watching these short episodes gives kids the story in a way that's engaging and easy to follow. So by the time they sit down to draw, they're not just guessing at what he looked like or what happened. They're inspired by a story they've seen come to life. I'll put a link to the series in the show notes because honestly, it's some of the best storytelling for kids on this subject I've come across. And it's exactly the kind of resource that makes a contest like this feel meaningful instead of just an assignment. And the adults will surely learn something as well. And now the details on the drawing contest. There is a Michael Kovács drawing competition happening right now, celebrating the same 250th anniversary. And I want every family listening to hear this. The theme is Michael Kovács, Hungarian hero of the American Revolution. And there are two age categories, 3 to 8 years old and 9 to 14. Kids get to learn this history through their own creativity. And here's the best part. The winner receives a round-trip flight from Budapest to Philadelphia, like I mentioned earlier. But hurry, the deadline is September 1st, 2026, so there still is time to get your entry in. Entries go to hf@hungaryfoundation.org, and just one important note, AI-generated artwork will not be accepted. This is about real kids with real crayons and paintbrushes and markers learning real history with their own two hands. So here's what I'm asking today. If you've got a young artist in your life who loves horses, history, or just a good drawing challenge, help them learn about Michael Kovács and get them to enter the contest before September 1st. And if you've got it in you to support the Marion Square Monument, even a small gift moves us closer to 250 supporters. And if you can't give, share it. Let's make sure Michael Kovács's name doesn't stay a secret much longer. And as for that Hungarian picnic in Somerville, South Carolina, over the last several years, Don and I have been going down to Somerville, which is near Charleston, to help our friends Nick and Deb host their annual Hungarian picnic. This year, that picnic falls on October 24th, and it will be the 15th annual picnic. If you want more details on that, send me an email. I'll have that in the show notes too. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you know who loves their Hungarian heritage so they can join in on the fun too.